Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January the 6th, 2024. Here we are in a brand new year, but really, will it be brand new? Probably not. Just a continuation of our mischief and all the things that we get involved in. And of course, I am so grateful for those of you who listen to this podcast and send me questions. I'm very, very happy to answer them, although I am sure this year will be no different than any other year, and I will be answering questions in a way in which I don't know if you're going to be totally thrilled about what I have to say. And we're going to start off with a big one here. This comes from Tim in Los Angeles, California. He listens to us regularly, he says, and I am grateful for that. And he asks me, how is the practice to be practiced? It would seem to take over my entire life, the way you talk about it. Is this so, Tim? Well, you know, there's different ways of looking at things. What, Tim, has taken over your life up to now? What is it that consumes your efforts, your mind, the energy of your mind, the energy of your body? What is it that consumes you? Everybody has something that they have that consumes them in some way or another. Maybe it'd be sports or your family or what the news, things like that. Those things seem to overtake us, and we don't seem to have much of a problem about it, Tim. So when you're really looking at what consumes you, what it is that, shall we say, overrides even your common sense or seems logical and reasonable to the way you live your life, those things, I am sure, have nothing to do with anything that would awaken you. Now, the question really is, do you want to be awakened? Probably not. I would say from the tone and tenor of your email that you're kind of an ordinary guy in his 30s, trying to keep a family together, as you say, and pay the bills. And you're looking for something to help you, a philosophy that will help you make more money, as you say, and get the things you want out of your life. People are always looking to get what they want out of their life. That's the big bugaboo for most people, how to profit from their life so they don't have to work as hard or they get to do everything they think they want to do. All of this seems to be very, very important to the average person. And for this, Tim, the practice would not be something you would be interested in at all. Not at all. I would say nil to none. And the reason being that it doesn't provide for you the kind of things that you think are most important for your life. Like you say here, paying the bills and having a happy family life and finding a job you truly like and all of that, which you put in your email. So the practice is not there to serve the needs of your earthly life. The practice is there to reveal the significance of your life. Now that's a different thing altogether. Would that prosper you? I don't know. I don't know if that would prosper you. It would prosper some people, for sure. Would it help them through difficult times? Absolutely. Would it give them the substance and the meaning of a significant life? Absolutely. But you would have to really immerse yourself in it. And the way you describe your life in your email, that it centers around family and objects, people, and things. No, you would never be able to do this. And it is not this lifetime, I guess, for you to even consider it. But you do listen to the podcast, and I'm grateful for that. And you like my videos, my TV programs, as you stated. So maybe just keep it there. Keep it there and let it be something that you enjoy, something that maybe answers a few of the questions you may have, may cause you to pause and rethink your life a little bit or add something to your life or delete something out of your life that is a troublesome problem, just let it be what it is for you for now. And don't be worried about whether or not you can enter into an authentic spiritual practice. 98% of the people that listen to me on TV and podcasts and all that other stuff, even many of my own students, they just can't do it. They don't want to do it. They don't see the necessity really for it. They're so busy struggling with their low self-esteem and their ego all throughout their life, sacrificing their entire life to their ego, that they have absolutely no energy or interest in anything that is immortal, something that would transcend their life into a compassion and a love that is greater than anything they've ever known before. They're just not of this ilk, and most people aren't. We live in a world of nihilism, so what it really means is you're going to find it very difficult to live your life in a way that qualifies you to feel something beyond your human heart. If you want that kind of qualification, if you truly feel, shall we say, the deep and profound pull for it, then something would have to change in you. Something. And that isn't going to happen. Because if that changes, then the habits and repetitions of your life might be in question. And then you might be in trouble with your mate or your kids or something like that. And they're not going to understand who or what you're all about and what you're doing and all of that. And, you know, daddy changed and my husband isn't the same anymore and that kind of thing. And people like sameness. They like to live off of it. So actually, what I would say to you, Tim, is just keep it in your lane for a while. Keep your life in your lane. Keep it in a place where you can listen to me and maybe gain a few little hints here and there, and let it be that. Just let it be that. Don't let it be anything else. And if you can do that, if you are aware of what I'm really trying to say to you, trying to help you, then something of the other shore might be able to reach you ever so slightly. And it may take many, many lifetimes for you to understand the way, the truth, and the light here. But if you're patient and if you're even casually interested, it just might help you here and there. But that's as far as it'll ever go in this lifetime, I am sure. Because of the nature of the way you ask the question, that, you know, the practice might overtake your life. Well, God forbid that happen. And if that is so, if that is the way it is, that is the way it is. You join a vast majority of people in this world by taking on this kind of quantitude attitude, as I call it, that conveys only mediocrity. And I understand. Don't be insulted. It just is the way it is, and it's the way people are these days. And I think it has always been that way. So I hope that helps you, Tim. I really do. And may it serve you well. And please continue listening and enjoying. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm sure this had a lot to do with a lot of you. So enjoy the year, New Year's, and all of that. And always feel free to ask me a question if you have one. Greg@aspire.org. That's my email, greg@aspire.org. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.